Good times, great music, World 2.9 W4 Country and Cole Swindell. I'm Brian Welch. We're live here for the Midday Cafe at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor. We're standing here with Rick Briggs, the co-founder of Camp Liberty. And now this is like people think a treatment for veterans. They're thinking, you know, talking to a shrink, they're thinking taking meds. But this is a lot more organic approach to it.
It absolutely is. We're not a medical facility, but what we do is attack the first part of the stigma associated with any kind of mental health related issue. A traumatic brain injury is a physical injury. Post-traumatic stress is a stressor-induced activity. They both can have serious long-lasting impacts, life-threatening impacts if they're not treated. And they're treatable. So what we do is we go out and we use outdoor recreation. We just ran a program with the fly tying, trout fishing fly tying program. It's a great hobby type of thing for the guys. We give them a kit that they can actually take home. It gives them a hobby for when they're at home to tie these fishing lures and so on. And it's excellent for the fine motor skills and neuromuscular connections and so on. And it really helps them with their patience and so on. Plus, it's doubly rewarding when they go out fishing and actually catch a fish on it. So it's a wonderful program. The rod building classes, you know, they can take the rods. When we go to kayak fishing programs, we actually give the guys $100 worth of tackle and a graphite rod and reel. I mean, good stuff. And we put them on the boat, and this stuff they take home because we want them to continue that that outdoor recreation therapy and so on moving forward. But they have to get in with the trained professionals, either with a certified brain injury specialist for a traumatic brain injury or a treatment specialist. And there's 13 different specialties associated with that type of treatment.
And if veterans are dealing with that sort of thing, it's very important that they get help. And what's cool about Camp Liberty, you said it's a volunteer organization.
We're 100% volunteers. Nobody's paid. So when we receive donations and so on, it goes directly to the programs. Those fly-tying kits, we actually, the national distributor out of Mountain Home, Arkansas, put us on there at a discounted price below dealer cost. And we're getting an $80 kit for like $37. So if we receive a $37 donation, I can put one of these kits right into the hands of one of these young men or women and start that therapy and rehab and give me the opportunity to talk to them about getting treatment.
Now that's really cool. And the website one more time.
Website is camp-liberty.org. That's www.camp-liberty.org.
Thank you very much, Rick. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much, and a happy Veterans Day to all our veterans.
All right, we're about to wrap it up here. Coming up, Taylor Swift and Chris Stapleton after the break on 102.9 W4 Country. Good times, great music, World 2.9 W4 Country. Chris Stapleton, his latest, that is Parachute. I'm Brian Welch for a live edition of the Midday Cafe. We're live here at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor. Their Veterans Luncheon, raising some funds for Camp Liberty, for MIOFO. Some really cool stuff, some organizations here working with veterans. And I encourage you to check out camp-liberty.org and see what they're all about there. Thank you for listening. If you are a veteran, thank you for your service. If you know a veteran, thank them for their service and everything that they have given up for this country. Very much appreciated, especially on this Veterans Day. I hope you have a great Friday afternoon. Matt Misler going to step out from behind the board and actually take over the afternoon drive. Matt, thank you for producing the show today, and have a great weekend. I will talk to you tomorrow afternoon. It's 102.9 W4 Country. See ya.